Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a travesty.
Travesty?
It's un-American.
What happened?
It's destroying the dream of every kid who made plans to make this the most successful Halloween they've ever had. And it's heartbreaking to see how quickly we as grown-ups forget our obligation.
Oh.
Because every person listening owes the little ones right now what you got.
Okay.
As a kid.
That's fair enough.
Oh, really?
Well, I haven't heard what the story is yet, but I mean, so far, I agree.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Halloween is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The rain is going to damper it.
Yeah.
It's rain and wind. Like, yeah. It's going to be like stormy.
Yeah, it sucks. I feel bad.
I mean, it's going to have a creepy vibe to it.
Sure.
Ooh, you're so wild.
But here's the thing. Every kid, when they realize there was going to be no school the day after Halloween, ready to go out, collect the most candy they ever have in their lives.
Party.
That is, unless you live in some of these towns in our area.
That's what happened.
Well, it turns out in Wyoming County, some folks are dicks. There are several towns out in that county that have established curfews for trick-or-treaters.
Oh.
Specifically just for this day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Arcade in Warsaw. Minors have to be off the street by 9 p.m.
Well, that's about...
Attica in Silver Springs, 8:30 p.m.
I wouldn't mess with Attica, bro.
It's Friday...
They take care of business out that way.
It's Friday night.
Yeah.
The kids have nothing to do the next day.
Okay, but
the best night of the year for kids, and you're going to lock them up at 8:30, 9 o'clock at night.
You don't have to be in bed by 8:39.
Your ass has been trick-or-treating for 2 hours.
So what? What if I want to go three?
Not in this town. Try that in a small town.
No, you really can't. Don't try. You're going to get arrested. They're monsters.
Yeah.
They're monsters.
8:30.
And you know, on account of these being small towns, Kimmy.
It's dark. You got to be careful with these.
Oh, shut up. It's dark at 6. The same dark at 6 as it is at 9 or 10.
It's a different dark, man.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
You know that because they're small towns, they are going to enforce the hell out of these
curfews. Oh, yeah. It's only going to take one person to call when they see kids, you know, running down the street.
Jackass.
Yeah.
All right, you want
even if everybody else is cool with giving out candy still, one person's going to ruin it.
You want the worst one?
What's the worst one?
There's a town in Wyoming County called Gainesville. Have either of you ever heard of it?
Nope.
There's another Gainesville?
Yep, Steve Spurrier there right now.
Wow.
They have trick-or-treat hours.
Oh.
You ready for this?
Like calling hours?
6 to 9.
Okay.
You're going to have structured town-sanctioned fun from 6 to 9 on Halloween.
Wait, I can't start at 5:30?
Well, I know. Yeah, because I was going to say a lot of people, the little ones,
you
go
take them out
early because they don't, you know, bigger kids are going to be out.
Not in Gainesville, you can't. Not in the swamp, son.
That's a little weird. Yeah.
Are there trick-or-treating curfews in Monroe County? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And I know that East Rochester has a year-round curfew, and I hate that. But even that is 11 p.m. for people under 18. Because if you support curfews for trick-or-treating in your town, you are a bad person.
Well, it does cut down on the kids, you know, messing when it gets late. You know,
does it?
You don't think those
kids are going to go out and do it anyway?
Thank you. I was going to go mess around, but now that there's this curfew, I don't want to break the law.
Shut up,
stupid.
Well, I'm guessing most of these perpetrators with these dairy products are doing it after 11 p.m.
Can't afford to throw eggs right now.
No kidding.
But again, if they're going to throw eggs, they're going to break the curfew anyway. What does a curfew do?
No, and it gives them a reason to round these kids up. If it stops the walking around, looking around, egging around.
Egging around, looking around, walking around, right? They're just going to walk down the street with eggs. you idiot.
I don't know how they do.
Okay. If you support these curfews for trick-or-treating, you are a bad person.
So you think it should be open-ended?
Yes.
Especially on a Friday.
Bang on your door at 11 o'clock at night?
Yes, because if you are someone who supports these, you are someone who doesn't appreciate things that were done for you when you were a kid. Every single person, as I put my hand in the air,
yes.
I do, and I'm wearing a tie, so I look like a politician this morning. Every single person listening to this show, unless you were part of some religion that didn't do trick-or-treating, owes every kid that knocks on your door candy until the knocks stop. When you were little, people did it for you. And the second you took your first piece of candy from a stranger, you entered into a sacred contract.
We did. But, you know, we had a little bit more decorum back in the day.
Oh.
This country had a little bit more refinement where, you know, your kids didn't run around crazy all night.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I forgot the whole egg in and toilet paper thing. That started 2 years ago.
Yeah.
If you had kids of your own and they're out of the house, you owe times two. And it blows my mind.
What is it?
Thomas.
Yeah.
How many grown-ass people.
I never had kids.
Had this handed to them.
Mm-hmm.
Grown-ass people who speak fondly of their Halloween experiences as kids.
Yeah.
Some of the same people want to put rules in place now that they never had to follow because they can't get free candy anymore, and now this is an inconvenience for me. Shut up, dicks. You're all dicks. Am I wrong, Kimmy?
Yeah, I mean, like I said.
Or she's always looking for the candy.
I also think by 9 o'clock, you're looking to dump that candy into the buckets for kids because you probably bought too much. Your kids take it. Like, I look forward to those later trick-or-treaters just because I now know things are wrapping up and I got to get rid of this stuff.
But now here come the teenagers. Here come the college kids.
I don't care.
Here come the kids from seven
take
blocks
it.
Over.
So or what?
Another, I'm getting kids from other time zones, different languages.
Oh, trick-or-treats.
Like I got the UN at my door.
Trick-or-treat's the same in every language, buddy. It unites all of us. I'd like to buy the world at Reese's Pieces. 252 WCMF. Story about how a whole bunch of towns in Wyoming County have curfews for trick-or-treating on Friday night. Arcade in Warsaw, off the street by 9. Attica in Silver Springs, it's 8:30.
No whiskey for sale. You get caught, no bail.
Adam writes us, Medina has 4:30 to 7:30 trick-or-treat hours. 7:30? Medina?
Wow.
Medina, how could you? What, 7:30?
Yeah, that's
low.
There are parents that won't get off of work until 6:37.
Yeah. Don't like it, though.
You're such a dick.
No, the game comes on at 8. You're all set.
We did get a tweet from Eric. Moving to Buffalo was the first I had heard of town-authorized trick-or-treating hours. Never heard of that growing up in Rochester. Yeah. That's
there it is. Yeah. We did it. You want a law? You want a law?
Yeah, get on.
You want a law?
Good law.
I like to present a law.
That's it.
Law idea. Every resident of Monroe County has to be up with the lights on until 10 p.m. to ensure that every kid who wants to go long on Friday night.
So somebody's got to man the door.
Yes. What's wrong with that law? No one is going to bed before 10 o'clock
on
Friday.
So what if I put the candy out on the table?
Fine.
And leave the light on?
Fine. I'm fine with that.
Because we've done that.
That's fine. As long as there is an opportunity for candy.
Yeah.
Candy's there, but you got to take one piece.
Yes, candy, fair.
Grab
enough.
The whole goddamn thing.
I'm fine with that. But you have to have the ability, whether it's answering the door or putting out a bucket.
10 o'clock.
Yeah, 10. I will. If you wanted to cut a curfew, I would say 10 o'clock, but everyone has to participate. Every door has to open or have a bucket for a kid to take candy home, you monsters. You monster. It makes me so mad.
Yeah, it's a different day and age now.
No, why? How?
I mean, we were kids.
How is it different now for Halloween?
We were just nicer kids.
You weren't?
You were.
You were way worse than kids today. You had the ability to be. These kids can't be nasty. These kids can't be doing illegal stuff. They go to jail now.
What illegal was I doing at that age?
What illegal was I doing at that age? We don't have time. We're only here till 10. Halloween has split adults into two different camps.
Who's that?
People like Tommy who want to abolish it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes.
Even though he enjoyed it as a kid.
I did.
And folks who go the opposite way, and they get the big-ass skeleton and all the decorations, and they put up lights, and they make haunted houses at their place. It's like one group of people got all the extra Halloween spirit that was sucked out of the crotchety set.
There's also the third category, the rule makers. Like, if you come knock on my door, you have to say please. You have to say thank you.
Well, what's wrong with that?
You have to say trick or treat. Otherwise, I'm not giving you this candy.
What's wrong with the little...
Just let the kid grab some candy and go. Why do you have to have, like...
That's the problem.
Why do you have to have a script involved?
Everybody wants to grab and go.
You didn't say trick or treat.
Yes, we did. And you had to say thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I know you. You were Mr. Polite back in the day.
Thank you, officer. No, those aren't my eggs.
No, Kimmy, I'm with you. It would always bother, because my kids would always say please and thank you. Because
you should.
Yeah, you know. But there are little kids that don't understand what's going on. It's like,
that's when you
say
teach them.
Please. You're not their parent. Shut up.
Yeah.
If somebody's giving you free candy, you should thank them.
But you're trying to not give them free candy.
I know.
But if I do, I'm busting my ass giving you this candy, kid. You better be appreciative.
Is it Sheely? Shiley? I'm sorry if I'm getting that wrong. They write us, Duffy and WCMF. When I lived in Livonia, I would go through $200 to $300 worth of candy. It's getting expensive.
Whoa. Wait, $300 in candy.
Neighborhood must be packed with kids.
They go on, we also get kids from the outskirts of towns. Not that I'm complaining. I love seeing the kids, but damn, have to take a second to mortgage out house for candy these days.
That line would look like a TSA.
Yeah, I mean, bro, like it looks like Woodstock in my neighborhood. Like my wife, I already got into the pumpkins, the Reese's pumpkins, which can I do a sidebar?
You made the mistake of opening the bag.
Yeah, well, yeah. Look, you're not going to, she buys all this candy.
Yeah.
We have a laundry basket full of candy.
Oh, my God.
All right? But we need it for the kids.
Yeah.
So I took three Reese's pumpkins out of the bag.
Yeah.
And my wife, like, got actually mad at me.
We're low?
Like, she scolded me.
We're running low on the laundry basket of candy?
She just knows it's only beginning.
No, but we had to have a serious adult conversation where I had to be like, hey, I'm a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat three pumpkins.
Yeah.
Seriously?
I know.
Grown-ass man. These pumpkins are in my house. I'm eating these pumpkins. We got a ton of Instagram messages, coming in. Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. Justin writes, Akron's trick-or-treating 6 to 8 with a fire whistle to tell you when it starts or stops.
So they blow the town horn?
Okay.
So it sounds
the siren?
Like, yeah.
Release the children.
I know.
And here's
a rush of kids.
And here's the thing. Maybe my impassioned plea has not swayed you.
All right.
Maybe doing the right thing is not something that you're concerned about because you had it done for you and you don't care about having to do it for somebody else. That's fine. I will make one more point that I want everyone considering turning off the lights, shutting the door, and enforcing these rules to consider.
What's that?
When you were a kid, you had an old man or an old woman in your neighborhood that you hated.
Yeah.
Still picture that house now.
Thank you. That person was mean for no reason.
Yep.
And as a kid, you could not understand why that person lived their life that way.
Yeah.
It was incomprehensible to you. You yell at kids on Halloween. You shut it down early. You clap your hands for these town rules. You have become that person.
What?
And every kid in your neighborhood knows you as that person. And as Kimmy just so eloquently established, for the rest of those kids' lives, until they are old men and women on their deathbeds, you will be remembered as the nasty old dick in the neighborhood. Is that what you want your legacy to be?
That pop up about you too. Like you definitely have like, you know, frozen heads in your basement or something. Like,
yes.
The stories that kids will come up with about you will live on forever.
She's right. She's 100% right. Do you want that legacy for two generations to come? Because they'll tell their kids about you.
Yep.
Yeah, but I won't hear it directly myself.
Okay. That's fine.
Because I'll be in a nursing home.
Yeah, like
so maybe it's not so bad.
There's always a guy where if stuff ended up in his yard, just say goodbye to it. He wasn't giving it back.
I never got it.
Yeah.
I never understood it. It makes me mad to this day. Yeah. Why would you do that to a kid?
I know, but it's all that it's all that up and down I gotta do.
Sit outside.
Outside's gotta be a storm.
Sit in the garage. I sit in the garage. I put music on and I hand out candy.
No, so my wife hands the candy out because she's pleasant. So my job is the dog.
Okay.
Like, keep the dog from attacking the children and knocking them over because she's excited, you know?
Sure, yeah.
So, like, every time I got to hold the dog with the trick-or-treat.
Well, just put the leash on the dog and sit on the couch.
She doesn't want the leash on the dog in the house because she thinks it's cruel. So now I have to hold the dog back. And, like, I sit down, I pour a drink,
dog.
I'm watching TV, we're watching up and down. All night, you got to stop.
I'm sorry, you didn't tell me you had to hold the dog. I didn't realize that you had to hold the dog. It totally changes everything about this discussion.
Yeah. I knew you didn't understand.
Dalton writes us.
Dalton.
Duffy at WCMF talking about curfews around towns in our area for trick-or-treating. Says, I'll be ready with candy and beer to pass out tomorrow night.
Candy and beer? Those kids are going to have a ball.
Rain or not, got to give those kids good memories. And that's just it. You are not just handing out candy tomorrow night.
What am I handing out?
You're handing out memories. You really are. You really are. Some of the fondest nights of my life were trick-or-treating. Kimmy, I know
you feel the only time you got fed. Nutritious food.
The kids, Halloween's already going to be ruined because they're not going to be able to show off their costumes.
Yep.
Because of the crappy weather. Yeah. They're going to be all bundled up. So at least, you know, let them enjoy the
I'm
candy.
I'm hoping it's down this year.
Hoping.
No, because of the storm. Eat your own candy at home. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow is the spookiest day of the year.
Oh, what happened?
And Tommy, it's not just hotels, homes, graveyards that could hold ghosts and ghouls.
Mm.
Stadiums.
Oh.
With a lot of history.
Yeah.
Have themselves a reputation as well. And as we go through that history, you'd have to think this stadium near us would be the scariest one in the NFL.
Oh.
But it turns out you'd be wrong.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Highmark Stadium has been a very scary place for Bills fans since it opened 52 years ago. But that's just the stuff we've seen happen on the field.
Mm.
Turns out the stadium is scary for other reasons as well.
Really?
It has been named the second most haunted stadium in the National Football League.
Second.
Second most haunted stadium. And put a pin in that. We'll go back in a second. Now, when you go through all the stuff it's had and has been through, there's a lot of scary stuff. Mm. Right off the bat, there's a cemetery on the stadium's property.
Yep. Yeah, all right.
We talked about this a few weeks ago. The family that founded the town of Orchard Park, New York, is buried in a small plot right next to where people tailgate behind the stadium. There are gates. Like, you have to walk by the graveyard to get to your gate.
Mm.
And it's not like the place, the cemetery, is abandoned. It is still taken care of by one of the descendants of this family.
Lucky him.
It is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah,
it's not.
Yeah.
It's
hitting headstones 50 years.
Well, how about he's had this for 52 years? Next year, he's going to have a family plot next to a parking lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So multiple people have died on the property of Highmark Stadium over the years. Probably more than we know because we only hear about the tragic
ones.
A man who may have murdered two people has his name immortalized on the wall of the stadium.
There's that.
Oh, yep. Forgot about that.
It's still mind-blowing to me that
big, shiny letters.
But, Kimmy, it's still mind-blowing that that's less of an issue than it actually is.
Yeah.
I am really interested to see how they handle this when they move across the
stadium. Well, what do you do?
Me too. What's the plan?
Because he is a big part of your history.
And you didn't take it down.
Okay, but it's not like, this isn't like a country. You cannot put it up and no one's going to be like, hey!
Yeah, but
he was the first president of the United States of America.
But like he broke records, and he was a household name.
No, he broke records both on and off the field.
Yes.
Like, for example,
he continued his legacy.
Viewers on court TV.
Yeah.
As you go down the list, if you are someone who believes in ghosts and ghouls, all that kind of stuff, it's hard to think of a more haunted stadium in the NFL.
Yeah, right.
But apparently there is one. Do either of you want to take a guess which stadium they named the most haunted?
Well, you said it was nearby?
No. This I'm talking NFL stadium.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking it would have to be something old like Lambeau or what's another old ass? That old.
Lambeau would be that
old. Oh, Soldier Field.
Soldier Field's another good one. It's not those two. Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
I saw it.
You saw it, okay.
Yeah, it's not for a good reason.
You're going to kick yourself.
Yeah.
The number one most haunted stadium in the NFL is the Superdome in New Orleans.
Oh, well, I mean, New Orleans also has a lot of voodoo.
Nope, that's not why they named it that. Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, yeah, but how many people actually died at this at the Superdome? No, I don't think it was that. Other than it was a few.
Even if that's a lot.
No, I have a terrible story. Yeah.
I mean, it was a legitimate refugee camp for tens of thousands of people for weeks, like a hell on earth.
Yeah.
For people that lost everything. Not to mention, as you said, all the voodoo stuff in New Orleans.
Yeah.
So they can have that. I'm not going to argue.
That's right, so the Superdome would be the most haunted.
If you believe in that stuff, I would guess, Superdome, if you're going to throw it that way.
Well, in Old Town, a lot of history in that town.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when you start to look at the history of most stadiums in the NFL that have been around a while, there is always something horrific involved with them.
Some kind of tragedy at some point throughout its history.
Well, the old Meadowlands.
Yeah.
What do we got there?
Well, we think we got Jimmy Hoffa there.
Which is funny, because they dug up the end zone. They didn't find him.
No.
Ford
Did they try the other end zone?
No, they left that wood intact.
Oh, for God's sakes, fellas.
Ford Field in Detroit was once an old warehouse used by Ford and a department store. There are stories of employees being killed and mangled in machinery where the stadium sits now. Camp Randall Stadium, where the Wisconsin Badgers play football, fun fact, was once a training ground and barracks for Union soldiers during the Civil War.
Oh.
That was turned into a POW camp for Confederate soldiers in April of 1862.
Look at that.
Go Badgers. How about those kids are playing
football? Yeah, I'm just surprised it's still in the same place, you know?
Well they just knocked it down and put it in a stadium.
Yeah, it wasn't a football stadium in 1862.
Well, but I mean, like, I guess knowing what was there, deciding to build it there, I don't know.
Here's the thing, though. When it comes to POW and internment camps in America.
Probably a lot more than we know.
Yeah, there's got to be malls built over.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're eating a Cinnabon where, you know.
True.
Some guy from Arkansas was being...
Yeah, no, like World War II when they had like German soldiers over here in different places.
Yeah.
Hell, was it Cobbs Hill?
Yeah.
Was it Cobbs Hill?
Cobbs Hill's one of them.
It's one of the parks here was an internment camp for German POW.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. But one of the most haunted stadiums in America is a nine iron away from us.
Who's that?
Did you know that Innovative Field has one hell of a ghost story?
Right. Right here.
Where the Red Wings play. According to a story done by ESPN back in 2020, Innovative Field is one of the most haunted stadiums in all of sports.
So what used to be there?
So there are reports, and I've never heard this, so take it with a grain of salt, that they discovered bones during construction.
Oh.
What was there before? Do you know? Was it?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
How old were the bones, though? Like Indian like gravesite?
So, see, here's the thing. I couldn't find anything confirmed, and in the story on ESPN, it said they couldn't tell if they were human or animal remains, which seems
weird. Like dinosaur?
Yeah.
No, they couldn't tell if it was human or animal.
Dinosaur?
Yeah, you're getting haunted
by... that deep.
You're getting haunted by dinosaurs.
I don't know, caveman dinosaur?
Grrr.
That'd be pretty scary.
Again. Hey, by the way, does anybody know what Innovative Field was before they
built
it?
That's what I was wondering.
I guess it was part of Kodak.
Was it just a parking lot?
I think it was part of Kodak. I mean, it's right there.
It
had to be part of Kodak.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. And again, I couldn't find
any... Nothing bad happened there.
I couldn't find any legitimate...
That's your boy Mace.
Well, he's not here right now.
The GM.
All we have is his giant smiling head over Kimmy's shoulder.
Wait, Mace is missing?
Dun, 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 dun.
All right.
But... when the stadium first opened, staff and grounds crew reported that lights and TVs would randomly turn on and on.
Ooh.
Well, that was shoddy construction.
It got so creepy.
How creepy did it get?
In 2004, a pair of paranormal investigators were called in to check it out.
No.
They certified the stadium as haunted. And while they were investigating, ESPN followed them and videotaped it and broadcast the piece on SportsCenter.
Wait a minute, man. All this was on SportsCenter?
Yes,
I never heard of this.
There is still it's still on YouTube. You can go right now and watch these ghost hunters going through now Innovative Field and certifying it as haunted. Oh. I never heard of this either. My mind was blown.
No.
So Mace must have been there, the general.
Yeah, he's been there since.
No, like, he must have been there when they were doing all
this.
Wow.
Yeah. He was part of that POW camp.
Yeah, was he really?
Yeah.
Him and Joe Altobello?
But yeah, had you ever heard that story before?
No.
Is that nuts?
Yeah, it is crazy.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, Highmark Stadium was named the second most haunted stadium in the NFL, but Innovative Field, where the Red Wings play, was named one of the most haunted stadiums, period, of all sports in America, which is funny because you would think, like, when it comes to olden history, the grounds where Silver Stadium used to sit would have to be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, or Hollander.
Hollander Stadium.
Yeah. Those have got to go back to the turn of the century.
Hollander Stadium was...
Silver Stadium, and both have got to be, like, pre-World War I.
I thought Silver Stadium was 30s. But I could be wrong. Kimmy's going to get on that.
All right.
No, you're right. It was definitely the 20s because the Rochester Jeffersons played in Silver State.
Yeah. And I think it too, like other stadiums like Wrigley.
Okay.
Which is still that predates the Titanic.
Yeah. But nobody dies at Wrigley. It's a friendly confines.
Sure.
Opened May 2nd, 1929.
Silver Stadium?
Yep.
Really?
And right after that came the crash.
Hey, nothing bad happens now.
Hey, fellas, we can't pay you.
So Vex Patriarch, as we're talking about haunted stadiums, haunted arenas, he brings up a good one. Cincinnati, 1979. Old Riverfront Stadium, yep. Yeah. 10 people died in a stampede going into the Who concert, and that is why you can't buy general admission in arenas anymore for concerts.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We learned our lesson.
Yes, we did. I don't know, man. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm starting to wonder if there's any stadium that doesn't have some tragic story to it.
Well, I mean, anytime you get 30,000 to 100,000 people together in one place.
Something's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's just odds of.
Yeah.
But it is weird. I know you don't believe in ghosts, and I don't really believe in ghosts either. But there are some old-ass stadiums you walk through where you don't feel the ghost, but it's like the spirit of everything that had happened
no,
before.
No, but they're frozen in time.
Yes.
That's why. Yeah. Like, if you go to, like, any historic place like that, like when you went to
Fenway.
I mean, that
has that feel for sure.
That hasn't changed much since they built it.
Yes. Like, I just walking through Fenway, because I got lucky enough to take that tour.
Oh,
$25 worth every dime.
Yeah, it wasn't sold out.
But, like, you really do feel like the ghosts of every game that was ever played walking through the cockles of that ballpark. Mm-hmm. It's so cool. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
And it's funny, too.
So, like, you want your stadium to be a little creepy, is what you're saying?
You don't? I guess
you're right, but you know the more it has that feel, the more uncomfortable your seat's going to be.
Yeah, but it also gives you a feel what it was like to watch that game in the 1920s.
Yes, yeah.
Because that's what it looked like.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not all modern and comfortable.
Exactly. Like, I mean, you know, with this new stadium that's coming with Buffalo, right, I know there are people excited about it. I know there are people who are upset the way that it paid for it. I get all of it, right? But we are losing that. This is what it was like to watch football when football was coming. And that stadium only goes back to 1972?
Right. That's the second stadium, right?
Yes, the old Rock Pile, which, by the way, parts of it still exists in downtown Buffalo. It's like it's a sports complex now for, like, amateur sports.
Is it like the historic marker?
Yeah. I don't know if any of the old, like, grandstands still exist, but part of the Rock Pile is still there.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
And fun fact for everybody, and I'll stop with my fun facts, the movie The Natural filmed at the old Rock Pile.
What?
There you go.
Wow.
Shut up. Should I get into Planes, Trains, and Automobiles too, or do you want to move on?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a headline I never thought I'd read.
Oh.
It's a serious headline, too.
Yeah.
And what sucks about this story, this is a food, I believe, that you don't always eat right away.
True. There's no rush.
But it's a problem here.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Here is the headline. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Life-threatening jerky.
How's the jerky going to kill me?
Being recalled from Costco and Sam's Club.
All right.
So 2 million pounds of pork jerky is floating around America right now, according to the Food Safety and Inspection Service, that could be contaminated with pieces of metal.
Oh. All right.
Metal
Two
jerky.
2 million pounds.
2 million pounds of jerky. That's, and Kimmy, that's a lot. That's heavy because they take all the water out of it.
Yeah, that's, you know, a lot, I mean, of jerky.
Dehydrated meat right, yeah, there. So the jerky is called Golden Island Korean Barbecue Pork Jerky.
Well, that sounds really good.
Yeah, man. It does.
And Korean barbecue jerky.
And the metal's free. They were sold exclusively at Costco and Sam Club across America. So if you're a Costco, okay, member, this is something you might want to look, yeah,
bought
out
it in
for.
Bulk.
You got it.
Check your jerky.
There's a website you can go to see if your jerky was part of this. Life-threatening jerky was part of this recall.
Yeah.
Here's the problem.
What's that?
Is jerky a food that people eat right away?
Well, you don't have to.
But do people?
No, but I feel like once that bag is opened,
yeah, you finish
it. Just like snack after snack throughout the day.
Because, yeah, they put the zip things on the top.
Nobody, yeah, uses that.
No need.
Once you open up jerky, Kimmy's right, you're just going to eat it.
Yeah. All you do is you take out that pouch that is also in your sneaker box for some reason.
Yeah, and why is that in there?
Well, it's to keep the moisture out.
I guess, but it doesn't look safe.
It's probably fine.
Yeah.
Metal, on the other hand.
I mean, I've watched somebody eat 10 pounds of jerky while they drove a motorcycle.
Kimmy, the bag was so big they had to put it in their sidecar.
Yes.
No, because, like, you're right. Jerky is designed to not eat right away.
Yeah.
But it feels like once the jerky's in your house, you're eating that jerky right away.
Like, yeah, every time you pass the kitchen, right, you steal a few pieces, yeah, of it.
So in that way, I mean, maybe this is good. Like, you're not going to have the jerky sitting around for a while. If you ate it already,
you probably,
okay,
already ate it. Okay. And if you don't, yeah, feel anything, you're fine.
Yeah. Don't listen to this man.
Well, I mean, if you ate it, you don't feel bad.
Can you move it?
Yeah, it's not broken. It's not in your colon. That's another thing. Like, you know, like during COVID, everybody's worried about buying no food that was going to last. We should have all bought jerky.
I did. You didn't?
No.
Oh.
I didn't even think about it, but you're right. Like, that stuff, you could buy piles of it, would just, yeah, last.
No, but here's the problem.
You don't know when it goes bad.
I ate the jerky, yeah, as soon as I brought it home. Like, the plan was to keep the jerky, but I just kept eating the jerky.
So I knew a fat guy that when he ate his jerky, he dipped it in stuff.
Wait, what were we
really?
What, like what?
Like blue cheese and ranch.
What?
Damn.
Oh, yeah. It's about as bad as it gets. Yeah. Bro, the dude was a mammoth fat boy.
Well, here's what sucks about jerky.
Right.
Again, as we talk about this life-threatening jerky that's being recalled by Costco and Sam's Club. Jerky, on the whole, is not bad for you.
Well, that's why you eat so much of it, because you have that mentality.
But then it becomes bad for, yeah, you because you eat all of the jerky.
It's, yeah, a healthy snack.
Yes, yeah, so like if you're snacking, like when it comes to the other snacks you can
no
eat.
No sugar.
Yeah, like if you eat the recommended amount of jerky, you're, well, yeah, good.
But right, you're not going to be satisfied with that one little piece, no, of jerky.
Exactly. I'm just going to keep eating the jerky.
I want all, yep, the jerky.
Like, there are like, food shame moments that I think everyone experiences. Like, when you eat more of the cake than you thought you, yeah, would, right? Or, like, you get to the bottom of the cereal box and you opened it twice.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one of the most embarrassing food moments you can find yourself in is desperately trying to get all of the strands that fell to the bottom after you've eaten the big pieces of jerky.
Oh, you're talking about the jerky dust at the bottom?
Yes.
Jerky dust.
Yeah, we used to just, yes, cut that up and do lines.
But like I kind of
thought that was just stuff you left behind. No,
what? I think it's left behind with jerky.
Yeah, what are you, right, nuts?
I don't know.
You throw that out?
Dust. I mean, I don't really eat jerky.
Oh, so. You know, you do the shake and tap. You know, you get it all out of that bag.
And then I gotta get jerky out.
Then
of
you
my...
get that avalanche of like beef dust that hits your face like a cow just farted
sniffing
on you.
Sniffing it in.
And then don't breathe because you're gonna end up with beef lung. That's not good. Wait a minute. You leave that behind?
Like I said, my husband probably eats it. I don't know. I'm not like a big jerky person.
How are you not a jerky person?
I'll eat it if it's there, but I don't buy it. Like, I don't
jerky
go out of my way to buy it.
Wait, I don't know any girls that go. I would be shocked, though, if I walked upstairs and some businesswoman went gnawing on
it's
jerky.
It's not on my radar in terms of
it's
snacks.
Not, it's not a chick food.
Wait. I've never thought of beef jerky as a gender-specific food.
Oh, it's a totally dude food.
It is?
Yeah. It's
like, I'm not
it's even
it.
Marketed towards guys.
How so?
Klondike jerky, mountain jerky.
It's always got like a flame on it or
something. Yeah, Wyoming jerky. It's always like tough guy
they
names.
They don't make the bag in like girly colors. Okay. Right, that way.
There's no Barbie jerky.
Well, this is barbecue jerky.
How is that going to happen? A wrist don't move.
Shut
oh,
up.
Oh, thank
Shut
you,
up.
Folks.
Boo.
Try the jerky.
No, I mean, I guess now that I'm thinking about it, you're right. It is marketed towards men, but
I mean, it's hard to eat. It's hard on your jaw.
It's not that hard on your jaw.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! What an old man statement that was.
Unless you get like stale jerky, maybe.
But you gotta
eat it. My jaw hurts.
But you gotta like gnaw on it.
Well, yeah, it's your jerky's for gnawing.
Wow, I know.
Put that on a T-shirt. Sell it at the rock shop. This jerky's made for gnawing.
No.
Now I want jerky.
So do I.
Do you have like a go-to jerky brand like cigarettes?
Teriyaki, I love.
Yeah, no, I meant brand, like
brand.
Company that makes.
No, I just usually I use I can't remember specific brands anymore. Like Wegmans makes it, Tops makes it.
I'm not going to buy a store brand jerky.
Oh, I would.
No.
I would buy Wegmans generic jerky.
No, you don't want to mess with generic jerky.
So you remember when I brought in that high-end stuff?
Yes, yes. That was good.
That was prime rib, freeze-dried jerky style.
Yeah.
That stuff was delicious.
Why are you, when are you going to bring that in again?
Because I don't have $45 for, so it was a pound of prime ribeye, freeze-dried down to 5 ounces. So you got a whole prime rib steak.
Yeah.
It was $45 for 5 ounces.
It was worth it, though.
Oh, it was delicious.
It was one of the
best. But I can't justify, like, maybe Super Bowl Sunday, that would be the next time.
And everybody gets one nibble?
No, nobody's getting crap.
Take 2 bites, it's $5.
No, but it was so good. I'm sorry.
Do you have like a style of jerky you prefer? Like I know like some of it's in like the jerky sticks.
Oh, no, I want
the regular strip, the traditional strip.
Yeah, I want the traditional strip.
Okay. The plank.
Yeah, I don't want, and let's be clear because people are writing that they love Slim Jims. That's not jerky.
No, I'm not talking about Slim Jims, but they make the jerky in like the little,
that's pepperoni.
Well, no, I know.
Little rolls.
Like the stick.
Yeah.
I don't want the stick. I want the flats.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah.
How they ate back in the pioneer day.
I've been getting into turkey jerky. Have you had turkey jerky?
You mean sissy jerky? That's sissy jerky.
It's not sissy. It's better for you.
Yes, that's why it's sissy jerky.
Well, no. I mean, you can only
listen, you made fun of me with the mushroom jerky, which was horrible.
No, but mushroom jerky is for bitches. Turkey jerky's meat.
No, it's for people that just want to gnaw on ass.
No, I don't think turkey jerky is less manly than regular jerky.
Really?
Wait, you just said the teriyaki jerky sounds good. Pork jerky.
Pork jerky is delicious.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, teriyaki makes you more of a bitch. You can't handle man jerky. It tastes like regular jerky.
Well, I like flavored jerky.
Oh, I like flavored jerky. I want my turkey jerky. Leave me alone.
Well, because you think you're on a diet.
Well, it is healthier.
It's probably not much healthier than the beef jerky or the pork jerky.
It's white meat versus red meat. It's better for you.
All right.
Is it not? Is it not? Got to watch out for your colon, buddy.
All right.
Do guys take pride in the spice level of jerky, like the hot jerky?
Oh, I don't get hot jerky. I don't want to.
I don't think I've really had like super hot jerky.
Some of them like look spicier than others.
That sounds like it would hurt on the back end.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't want that. It's already sharp shards going through my area. I don't need to also be spicy. Spicy shards in my butt. No, thank you, sir.
Bill writes us on Instagram, definitely at WCMF, another reason we have to make this road trip.
Yeah.
He says Buc-ee's.
Oh, yes, they do.
Wallow jerky.
Bro, it's almost like a shrine to dried beef, from what I understand. And don't forget, they have their brisket sandwiches.
Yeah, yeah.
But that wallow jerky is insane. It's got all of it.
Let's just go to a Buc-ee's, man.
I'm dying to go.
So let's go. Get in the car. I'll drive.
They're way out.
So what? What do we got going on?
Nothing.
Let's go.
Nothing but jerky.
A
couple of jerks out for jerky.
You know what? I take it back. I don't want to go anymore. Those are the jokes I'm getting all the way out to Texas. Yes. I don't want to go. Troy's on CMF. We're talking jerky. Hey, Troy. How are you doing?
Good morning. I had to call in with Jerk Talk. No Man's Land is my new favorite jerky brand.
Why? What is it? It's called No Man's Land jerky?
It's called No Man's Land. It's real tough. I kind of call it like it's cowboy jerky. You got to really gnaw on it for a while.
Like you're gnawing on a cowboy. Yeah. A real cowboy.
And the spicy one makes you sweat. It does. It's good.
You get
stuff.
The meat sweats.
Quite the meat sweat.
Every once in a while, a good meat sweat cleans you out, bud.
It does. It does. It's cleansing.
Get all those toxins out.
Through that.
All right. Well, Troy, tell me one more time because I want to try it.
No Man's Land.
All right. No Man's Land.
Go for the spicy. Live a little.
All right. Thanks, Troy. Thanks for the heads up, buddy.
Spicy No Man's Land shards of jerky.
You got to gnaw on it a little.
You got to gnaw on it.
Let's take a break.
Gnaw on that jerky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.